In the U.S., Black women are about 3 times more likely than white women to die during pregnancy or within a year of childbirth. Health policy experts say one way to help close this gap is to ensure women enrolled in Medicaid don't lose that coverage just 2 months after their pregnancy. Side Effects Public Media's Anna Speidel reports most states have taken this step, and Missouri may soon join them.
Nkenga Miller was in her early 20s when she had her first child. At the time, she was one of the only women among her circle of friends with a new baby. It was a lonely feeling.
Feeling alone and having baby blues and things of that matter was different for me because that's not something that any of my peers went through.
Her experience inspires the work she does today. Miller lives in St. Louis and works as a doula, supporting women during pregnancy, childbirth, and in the weeks and months that follow. She's passionate about maternal health, which is why she supports a move Missouri lawmakers are now considering regarding Medicaid coverage for pregnant women. Right now in Missouri, if you are pregnant, you can qualify for Medicaid health coverage at a higher income threshold than for people who aren't pregnant. But 60 days after the birth, you may no longer qualify, in which case your coverage will end. This is extremely concerning to Aaliyah Bailey. She's with Pro-Choice Missouri and is also the founder of the Black Roads Project, a campaign to invest in Black rural communities throughout the Midwest.
We know that many pregnancy-related health conditions do not manifest until months into the postpartum period, including mental health disorders and cardiac conditions.
The rate of maternal deaths in the U.S. is higher than in other high-income countries, according to data from the World Health Organization. And Missouri is among the worst states when it comes to maternal health outcomes. Maternal health advocates are especially concerned about the disproportionate impact on Black birthing people. And since Black women are overrepresented in the Medicaid population, that means that they are more likely to lose coverage after 60 days. It's why some lawmakers say they want to see Missouri join the more than 30 other states that have already moved to extend pregnancy Medicaid coverage to a full year after birth. Missouri Governor Mike Parson spoke about the issue in his 2023 State of the State address.
We must do better. If we can't get it right for the mothers and children across our state, we might as well pack our bags and let somebody else occupy these seats.
Kim Hawley is hopeful. She's the state coordinator for the Missouri chapter of Postpartum Support International. Hawley says uninterrupted health coverage is critical, especially since most maternal deaths in the year after birth are related to mental health.
I see moms who don't know that they're struggling yet with their mental health. It's 6 weeks of, your baby is teeny tiny. You're just trying to get through that time.
Others, like Aaliyah Bailey with the Black Roads Project, also think about the impact on birthing people in rural areas.
One mistake people often make is in thinking that rural communities are only white, and that is untrue.
Pregnant people who are Black and live in a rural community face even greater challenges when it comes to accessing perinatal care. A report examining state data on maternal health in rural communities found Black women are less likely than white women to receive care in facilities that are capable of meeting their specific health needs.
Rural individuals are 60% more likely to experience maternal complications and mortality than their urban counterparts. Our Black rural communities, they're extremely at risk during pregnancy.
The move to extend pregnancy Medicaid to a full year in Missouri has bipartisan support, although similar attempts in previous years have failed. Some supporters are concerned because a slew of polarizing amendments have been tacked on to the bill. That includes language that would bar public schools from requiring students to receive COVID-19 or mRNA vaccines. Lawmakers have until May 12th to make a final decision. I'm Anna Speidel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. The story was produced in partnership with KBIA.